Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 1, verses 24 to 26. Then they all prayed, O Lord, you know every heart. Show us which of these men you have chosen as an apostle to replace Judas in this ministry, for he has deserted us and gone where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and Matthias was selected to become an apostle with the other 11. After the ascension of Jesus, the 11 disciples needed to find a successor to Judas Iscariot. They identified two candidates whom they considered to be suitable, Barsabas and Matthias. We don't know anything about them, but clearly they'd spent time with Jesus and were part of the wider circle of followers. It seems strange that, having committed the decision to God in prayer, they then cast lots. This certainly isn't a method that I've ever employed, but it was their way of leaving the decision up to God. They played their part in choosing two people who they believed to be appropriately qualified, but they then let God decide. We don't hear of anyone else casting lots in this way elsewhere in the New Testament, and many people assume that the practice belonged firmly to the period before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Once the Spirit had been given, the church could look to him to guide all decision-making. That isn't to say that Christian decision-making is now easy, but we can confidently lean upon the Holy Spirit and seek his guidance in every detail of our lives without resorting to apparently random measures like casting lots. The rest of Acts gives us an amazing account of how the Holy Spirit guides people. Step by step, he led this small, weak and confused group of ordinary people into becoming a large missionary movement which turned its world upside down. So let me ask you a question. In what way are you seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit today? Now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit to enable us to make good decisions today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.